Welcome to episode 29 of the Nintendo Newscast. That's right, we're back, baby. Introducing your hosts, Happily Candied and Amiibo Jason.
Welcome. Welcome. Hi, guys. Welcome to the Nintendo Newscast. It is good to be back with the amazing Happily Candied. It really is.
It's me.
It is you.
It's me.
It's you. It's hard to introduce you again, yeah. Because it's been, number one, it's been so long,
yes,
since you've been on the stream.
On a more like...
As a co-host.
Yes, yes.
As but a co-host.
I've popped in from time to time.
Man, look at that. 100 people strong already. Thank all of you for joining us tonight. I'm your host, Amiibo Jason, and I've mentioned before, I am with the fabulous, and I can say this now, my wife, my wife, Lauren, also known as...
Happily Candied.
Happily Candied.
That's me.
Happily Candied, how the heck are you doing? I know how you're doing, but you got to tell them how you're doing.
I'm doing really well. It has been an incredible and exciting last few months for, obviously, Nintendo fans.
Yeah.
For Nintendo Wire,
yeah.
The YouTube channel hit a really nice number, which we'll get into. I'll let you
get
into
that. Yeah, we're gonna get into that
later. But, and then Jason and I, you know, on a personal basis, we are doing really well.
Oops, poking the face.
Yeah, you did. We got married.
We did.
In October. It was on the 21st, and it was a gorgeous, gorgeous wedding with very close friends and family.
Yep.
We wish we could have had even more people there, because we have received such an enormous amount of love and just happiness, messages, everything from our followers and from our team, from everybody. So we're incredibly grateful for everything that you guys have given to us.
Yeah.
We've been trying to give back the most we can. I've been tending to Nintendo Wire on a daily basis. As all of you know, I am the managing editor over at Nintendo Wire, but I've also taken over quite a bit of the marketing, and I try to do as much as I possibly can.
She's been doing a lot.
Yes.
A lot.
I tried to narrow it down. I think I have 4 jobs now when it comes to Nintendo Wire. So my life is full in a very good way, but it's busy. I try to do what I can every single day. Just know that I'm grateful to our team and everybody out there who has been supporting us since the beginning, and to everybody else who has recently joined us.
Yes. I'm going to show you a wedding photo.
Oh!
that's the one I have to show you.
Well, yeah, obviously.
So I ended up importing these, I'll move this over here, these Mario and Princess Peach wedding plushies from Japan.
Yeah.
I do not regret it. I think this made an amazing wedding photo.
It did.
I'm curious to see what you guys think about that.
We have several photos, and this was a nice surprise. It was actually only, was it a day or two beforehand?
Yeah, I got really lucky.
Yes, and it arrived just in time. We were really, really excited. I wasn't expecting this, and it was cute because we got to take some photos. Family members loved it. It was very, very us. It brought a little bit of our, that part of our life, like, into the wedding, and that's what made it so great. Really quick, because I briefly mentioned this on Twitter, and it might not have not anything to do with Nintendo, but can you tell how you saved somebody's life on our wedding day?
Do I have to?
Yes, because I love the story, and I'll tell your perspective, and I'll tell my perspective,
okay,
because it's good. It's really good.
So real quick, on our wedding day, it also happened to be Pokemon Go Community Day. So rather than getting ready for the wedding like I should have been doing,
I was out running errands and getting
He
picked up the chairs.
I decided to go to the downtown area to play Pokemon Go, catch some shiny Pokemon, as I do. Mm-hmm. So that being said, I ended up stumbling across a man who was just kind of laying there. Everybody was just kind of walking past him, and I noticed his blood all over it's all over the ground, it's all over him.
You said there were pools of
blood. It wasn't a little blood.
No, it was a lot of blood.
It was a lot of blood.
Yes.
So I was able to kind of get the guy up onto a bench the best I could. Talked with him a bit, called the police, got an ambulance to come, And that's that. I'd like to think he would have been fine without me. I'd like to think it would have been
based
okay.
Based on the number of people you told me that were just standing and watching, they were taking photos and videos of the man on the ground covered in blood.
So, but I was almost late to my own wedding because I was waiting for the police to show up. And then I had to talk to the police.
He was fine. But I get this call from Jason while I'm running errands, and one of my maids of honor was there with me. And Jason goes, I'm going to tell you something. And I want to make sure that you know that I will be at the ceremony. I will not be late.
That's true. I wasn't late.
He told me what happened, and I said, don't worry about it. I trust you. I'm glad you're there for him. And then it was after the ceremony you told me why you were there to begin with.
It was for Pokemon Go.
And I was like, this doesn't surprise me.
This does tie back to Nintendo.
It does. It really does. Everything in our life somehow ties back to Nintendo.
Very true.
Yeah.
Before we get started, too, I do have to have one special shout-out to Tomas Gaming, otherwise known as Dad and Sons Gaming.
Aww.
This little guy has been doing YouTube for a long time, and I'm trying to teach his dad a thing or two about how to do some editing so that they could improve their videos even more than they already are, because they're pretty great. So I'll put a link in the description to his YouTube channel in a bit, but I got to give him a special shout-out. And obviously everybody else in chat tonight, Thank you for coming. We have some mods in chat tonight, too. We have Jennifer Birch. We have, I believe, Ricky Berg is coming. Matthew is coming.
Yes, and Logan.
And Logan.
I believe, yes. Ricky will come after he finishes work at around 8.
Very true.
If we're still going live.
All right. Real quick, I'm going to give you guys an idea of what's happening with me in the world of Nintendo right now. So we get to do our first transition of the night into fitness boxing.
Ooh.
So I have been using fitness boxing now for about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do it every day.
Yeah.
I've missed a few days. This is the latest Nintendo kind of fitness program. You might not know this. I used Wii Fit back in the day. And Wii Fit, kind of, for a lot of people, it was kind of like a novelty. They picked it up and they never used it. I used Wii Fit every day. And when I started using Wii Fit, I was considered obese. And the BMI, like, metrics.
I've seen the before and after.
Yeah, there's a before and after.
Yes.
So I lost about 65 pounds using Wii Fit.
He looked good.
I looked?
You look amazing.
I looked
good. I tell him he looks great on a daily basis.
Excuse me?
And it's still not good enough.
I look good.
You look amazing.
That's what you meant to say.
You look amazing. But he looked great there, too.
So obviously the holidays happened.
Yeah.
I had some pumpkin pie and some turkey.
You didn't
some ham.
You still look great.
So I'm using fitness boxing now to lose like the last few pounds.
Yeah.
And overall, it's working pretty well.
Yeah.
I did a review on this, but I have been using this on the daily. I kind of figured I'd start off telling you guys what's going on with this, because I do think if you're looking to at least try something, like maybe you want to lose a pound or two or just get in better physical shape, it's not a bad option.
No. And I mean,
I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Yes.
Which is a decent score.
If anything, and this is what I always take away from starting any type of new fitness program, it will inspire you to be healthier in everyday life altogether. And so you don't just rely on something like one program or one game for the fitness, but it'll inspire you to eat better and be healthy in so many other ways.
It's pretty fun.
I feel like this is the thing that got the ball rolling for you again.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right, today we're going to be talking about a lot of subjects. We have Yoshi, we have Kirby, we have the NES games on Nintendo Switch Online.
Mm-hmm.
We have the rumors of Super Nintendo games coming to Nintendo Switch Online that we're going to talk about. We have Amiibo, we have Animal Crossing. We have a lot of topics.
Yes.
Where do you want to start? If you had to say, where should we start?
Well, I want to end with Animal Crossing because I want to end on a high note.
Sure.
Because that's the topic that
I get. So we're going to end on Animal Crossing.
Yes.
Understood.
That sounds good. Yes.
Okay. Why don't we go into Yoshi's Crafted World then first?
Okay.
So Yoshi's Crafted World is coming out now on March 29th,
yes.
I believe. And it was one of two games that Nintendo kind of unceremoniously announced via Twitter that it was coming. A lot of people assumed a Nintendo Direct was supposed to be coming like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Then people thought it was going to happen this week.
No.
No Nintendo Direct.
No.
Very sad, but Nintendo did drop this trailer that you're seeing right now of Yoshi's Crafted World, and once again, it is coming on March 29th.
That's pretty soon.
It is.
It's pretty soon. I'm near, basically, 2 months away.
So I'm curious. I want Happily Candied's thoughts on this, because her and I actually played Yoshi's Woolly World a lot.
That was one of my favorite games to play with you.
It is fun. Yeah. And this is obviously a direct sequel to Yoshi's Woolly World. It has the same kind of feel to it, the same kind of mechanics. We know it's going to have some sort of amiibo support, which we're going to touch base on in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
But it looks fun. It looks like an absolute blast. But I'm curious your thoughts on this game.
I think the reason why I'm looking forward to it the most, pure aesthetics.
Okay.
It looks beautiful. It looks beautiful. I love the design of it. The crafted world. It's like they took Woolly World, you know, everything a step further.
Yeah.
And they brought in so much more creativity to the overall design. The fact that Poochie is on the front from the get-go.
Oh, yeah.
It makes my heart just, you know, pound a little bit more.
Gotta bring him out then.
Yeah.
My favorite plushie amiibo by far.
He was...
I love Poochie.
He was great in...
Keep talking.
Yeah. There we go. He was great in Woolly World, and then I think when Nintendo saw exactly how much love that he got.
Yeah.
No, okay, that's enough.
No, I got all. I can keep doing this.
Oh no, we have too many Yoshi.
I got Mega Yarn Yoshi. We're good to go.
Okay. When Nintendo saw like how well it did, and they probably planned this way in advance too, but then they released the 3DS version with Poochie.
That's true.
Yeah, and so the fact that they're just like, well, let's just jump right in with Yoshi and Poochie. He's adorable.
He is.
No, I'm just over the moon about it.
I have some big thoughts about this game.
Oh,
I have a lot of big thoughts.
Can I take one guess?
Go for it.
Are you going to talk about something about how the game is going to be related to Labo?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about Labo.
Yes, and Amiibo.
Amiibo, yeah, I think. Obviously, we know Amiibo is going to happen.
Yeah.
At the very end of this trailer, we got the Amiibo logo in the bottom right-hand corner. So we know there's going to be some sort of Amiibo support. What we don't know right now is if there's going to be new Amiibo.
Yeah.
My guess is going to be no. The game's coming out in 2 months. There has been no information about it. Nintendo normally like drops like some sort of news about new Amiibo at least a few months ahead of time. So I can't imagine there's going to be new Amiibo. I want there to be.
Yeah.
I really, really want there to be. But again, we have this one.
Yes.
Mega Yarn. We have the blue one. We got Poochie. There's lots of opportunities for really cool Amiibo stuff. I'm also guessing we might see some sort of Amiibo integration like we saw with Yoshi's Woolly World where you can get the costumes.
Yeah.
So almost every Amiibo had an Amiibo costume in the game. Ooh.
Doing okay there?
Gotta get some water. There we go. So almost every Amiibo had a costume.
Yeah.
So I would imagine this game would be very, very similar to that.
I think so too. And considering how many more Amiibo we have since the last release.
Yeah.
Too many.
Too many Amiibo.
Amiibo
not,
Jason
not
says
enough.
There are too many Amiibo.
I don't have any more room to store these Amiibo at this point.
Yeah.
So, but I still want many, many more.
Yes.
There it is, by the way. There is the Amiibo logo right in the bottom corner.
Yes.
So we know it's there. We just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm optimistic.
You have to be.
But the other option is... This game looks a lot like Labo to me.
Yeah.
Number one, it's cardboard instead of like yarn,
yep.
which is big. Number two, Nintendo is going all out with Labo. At least they did last year. I'm expecting more Labo integration this year. I'm not saying we're going to see like a big Yoshi set, but I could easily see them coming out with like a little peripheral that you can kind of fold up. Some sort of Labo integration
also
with this.
Also draws in the audience of children more to interact with their parents through gaming and stuff. So I can see that. I'm not on the train when it comes to Labo as much.
The Labo train?
Labo train. I'm not as much. I love the idea of it. I don't think it took off in the way that a lot of people, maybe some people had hoped. But it makes sense for that to happen in relation to Yoshi's Crafted World.
That's true.
Yeah.
But again, we have very little time to wait on this one. This one's coming out on March 29th. I'm hoping Nintendo does something with a direct in the next like week or two.
Because
I want more information about this game. I want Nintendo to announce like dedicated Amiibo.
Yeah.
If there is Labo support, what that's going to look like. I think there's so much potential for this game.
Yeah.
And I really want a fun co-op game to play with you. We also have like, we have a 6-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
She's about to turn 6. And I would love to play the game with her too. Yeah. This is her kind of game.
Well, she first, one of the very first video games she ever played was Yoshi and Poochie on the 3DS. And at the time though, it was right when it first released and she was a bit too young to really understand a lot of the movements and what you needed to get to from point A to B to C.
It's like the perfect age right now.
Yeah, so now I think it's going to be a much more enjoyable time for her when it comes to understanding movements and controls.
Then there's also the talk of the tax fraud, which I feel like we need to discuss the tax fraud, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of memeing going on about Yoshi and tax fraud. I actually made a, I'm going to see if I can pull this bad boy up. I made a fake little box art for Yoshi's Woolly World, or Yoshi's Crafted World, except it's Yoshi's tax fraud world. Here it is. Let's get it up there on the screen.
Here it is.
It's subtle. It's pretty subtle.
I did have to do a triple take when I first saw this.
So I made it T for teen. I wanted it to be T for tax fraud, but I was way too lazy. I didn't want to Photoshop that up.
That would have been so easy.
I put like a nice gold chain here right there on Yoshi, stacks of money, and my favorite, well, not my favorite. I have the jail down here.
Yeah.
And my favorite is the IRS rocket ship. Yeah, right there up top, and I have like a little IRS guy.
When I first saw that, I loved studying it because you really got a lot of details in there.
Now, why Yoshi committed tax fraud? I don't know. It's a meme.
It's a meme.
So there we go.
Yeah.
The other news in the wild world of like Kirby and Yoshi is Kirby's extra epic yarn.
Yes, extra epic.
Going to throw an image yarn of that.
Who
right
I
up
believe
there on the
a
screen.
Certain team member of ours is very excited about, a certain Ricky Berg.
Yeah.
And he's the world's biggest Kirby fan, so I know that he is very excited for this, because he also loved the original Epic Yarn.
So, this game came out on the Nintendo Wii,
yeah,
I think, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was.
10 plus years ago? It was kind of like the spiritual, I think Yoshi's Woolly World was the spiritual successor to this game.
Yeah.
So, it had the same kind of style, you had the yarn, it had the pretty much everything.
Yeah.
It looked almost identical. But now we know that this particular game is coming out on the 3DS on March 8th.
Yeah.
So what, we have about a month? Month and a half?
Month and a half, I would say.
Yeah. Month and a half.
Yeah, it's really kind of cool seeing another bigger, to me this is a bigger title considering Kirby is a bigger franchise, hit the 3DS, because a lot of people have been talking about, you know, the 3DS is on its way out and everything, but I took a look at a list that pretty much covered all of the 2019 3DS releases, and Kirby was one of the bigger titles, but it was nice to see other games besides that, a good number of them on the list too.
Again, I've never played this game. I want to, again, the 3DS is on its way out, which is tough.
Well, it's funny that people fixate on the 3DS being on its way out, because I'm definitely not saying that it's not.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It's on its way out.
But my love for it hasn't waned at all. In fact, I find myself playing it just as much as I did years ago.
Yeah.
And it's also inspired me to restart collecting DS games all over again. So Jason's been focusing on his N64 collection.
Very true.
And when he's out hunting for those, I'm out looking for DS games that I never got my hands on when they initially released.
So one other thing about this game too I want to touch base on is they did add amiibo support.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw this picture up on the screen because I love it so very much. It's not like substantial amiibo support.
No.
So you're getting, if you have the Kirby amiibo, do I have these on my desk? I think I do. That's like the definition of
Minecraft. Let's not do this.
I got it.
Let's not do this.
Meta Knight.
Oh, jeez.
Kirby.
We apologize. Jason.
It's okay. We're
Jason.
Good.
Okay. Hands off.
King DDD. There we go. So using the Kirby amiibo, you can unlock this fancy Kirby hat. It's like a star. There's a Waddle Dee amiibo that gives you just a Waddle Dee cap.
Yep.
The King DDD amiibo gives you a DDD hat. And finally, the Meta Knight amiibo gives you a Meta Knight hat. Nothing crazy.
Nope.
But it's still fun. I like this kind of small amiibo support. Because Nintendo used to do this all the time.
Yeah.
With every major Nintendo game. And it kind of died down last year.
Yeah, it did.
Just a bit.
Well, it would be different. I would be disappointed if they introduced brand new amiibo and this is all we got. But these are amiibo that have been out. They've given us nice functionality for other games. So to already have them, if you have them in your collection, then it's just kind of like a bonus.
Very true. But again, if you want to pick this one up, it's coming out on the Nintendo 3DS on March 8th. Are you going to pick it up?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. I love Kirby games. They are some of my favorites.
I hear it's easy, though.
Yes.
I don't think it's as easy as the one on the Wii U. What was that one? It was the Kirby, he was Clay?
Yeah.
Wow, man. Somebody in chat, let me know what that game is called. It was Kirby's Clay something.
Ricky's in chat.
It wasn't great. It wasn't great. That's all I'm
going to
say.
But you've never played it, though.
I did play it.
Oh, you
I
did
owned
play it.
It.
You did?
Yeah,
okay, I thought you said you didn't. Okay.
I cannot remember what it was called, though.
Okay.
It's going to bug me. But there you go. That's Yoshi, and that's Kirby. Mm-hmm. Next up, do you want to do just amiibo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since we're kind of talking about them already.
So there's a lot I want to talk about on the amiibo front tonight. Mm-hmm. And that's because we haven't done one of these since Smash Ultimate launched.
Yes.
And number one, we get new amiibo. Number two, we have so many more new amiibo coming out this year. And I just kind of want to touch base on all of them.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, I do have all of the amiibo kind of down here right now.
Yep.
This is my favorite, I think, out of all of the new one, Ridley. He is, number one, it's a huge amiibo. And number two, it has like this ice spike right there on the bottom. Smash Bros. Amiibo, this is the very first one that we've seen. Like they've added environmental stuff to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it looks really, really good. And I think this is going to be a taste of things to come. You can kind of see it on the screen right now, right behind the ice climbers. You have the ice.
Yep.
And that's the second one that's going to do that too. So I'm really curious to see if we're going to see even more of that.
I'd like to. It adds a lot more dimension to the whole figure.
I'll let you take that one.
Ooh, thank you.
Got Wolf.
Wolf.
Inkling Girl is probably the most lackluster.
Well, it's just because one has been released.
We have so many.
Yeah, we have a lot of Splatoon amiibo, and the other one looks almost exactly like that one.
It does.
The least they could have done was change the weapon, change
the color,
the colors, give her a different hairstyle. I know that she is.
Oh, there we go. I actually have the other one on my desk right now.
I know
too.
She's the face of Splatoon, but I think they could have made a lot more of a change to make her stand out.
So this one is the standard Splatoon Inkling Girl. Mm-hmm. This one is the Smash one. It's pretty similar. I mean, it's a slightly different pose, but besides that, it's kind of the same amiibo. So what are you going to do? If you're an amiibo collector like me, you're going to buy it anyways.
Yeah. And I'm just going to meh.
You're going to meh?
Meh. I love I actually love Splatoon amiibo.
Yeah.
But my favorites are Pearl and the other Inkling Girl from Splatoon 2 with the pink hair.
Oh, yeah.
And those are my favorites. So I see these and I'm like, they're okay.
What do you think of Wolf?
I like Wolf a lot. I like Wolf. It's funny
fan
because
favorite.
A lot of people who don't know Smash very well, a lot of people who don't know like the Star Fox series, I always, and I'm not even the biggest like Star Fox fan or anything, but I always have to correct them because they think this is just Fox.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard so many people call it Fox.
I haven't heard anybody call it Fox.
Oh, really? Maybe it's just Eva.
Maybe it's just Eva.
Yeah. Our daughter keeps calling him
Fox.
He's
obviously a wolf.
Yeah. Well, I can see why. Do you know why? Because you have all those different, you know, recolors and everything in the game. So.
And then I think it's on February 15th.
Yeah,
it's February 15th. We have the three amiibo on the screen that you see. So we have King K. Rool, Ice Climbers, and Piranha Plant.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about all of these three, too. Ice Climbers, by far, is my favorite out of all of these three.
Of the amiibo?
Of these three.
Okay.
Of these three.
I was going to say, because I know that in-game you really like King K. Rool.
I do.
Yeah.
But from an amiibo perspective, number one, I like the fact that there's like the ice kind of shooting up off the back of this one.
Yeah.
And Nana and Popo are like one of my favorite like video game characters ever. They're great. I was so sad when they weren't in Smash Bros.
You know,
on Wii U.
I never really got into them.
Oh, I love them.
They're okay.
They're
okay. I guess if anything, I was just sad to see them go because I was so used to seeing them in the roster.
Yeah.
But I don't have any sentimental attachments to them, especially with characters like Ness and Pikachu. Like, much more attached to them.
I mean, they were great in Smash Bros. Melee, Smash Bros. Brawl. I mean,
Melee?
Both of those. Melee, whatever. Due to like technical limitations, the Wii U it was the 3DS version of the game that couldn't handle both of those characters at once. So it was kind of sad.
It is sad.
So they cut them.
They're here.
They made their way back on the Switch, yeah. So that's good. King K. Rool looks great. His mm-hmm. cape looks great. I like the scales, the crown, everything looks pretty much what you would expect it
to look. I think so. I really do. I'm wondering how heavy that amiibo's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, the heaviest Smash amiibo, yes. I've weighed them.
Bowser?
No, it's not Bowser. It's King DDD.
Really?
Yes. So wow. Smash Bros, I'm looking above me.
Oh, because of the hammer.
It's super solid. Wow. And he's fat. He's just fat.
Well, that's why I said Koopa or Bowser.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, it's Bowser is second.
Yeah.
But yeah, King K. Rool takes the cake.
Wait, did you have like a little scale?
And yeah, I had a scale.
And you were just weighing
them? I was weighing all the amiibo.
That's amazing. Where was I?
This was before I met you.
Oh, okay.
I'm really sorry, but it was.
That's okay.
But there you go. Yeah, I weighed them. I'm amiibo Jason.
That's what you do with your
time?
What
do you want from
me? That's what you do with your time? That's so good.
I was bored.
Okay.
I was super bored.
That's because I wasn't.
Yeah, it's because you weren't there, obviously. But yeah, I mean, these are coming out on February 15th. I think Cloud is getting a re-release on February 15th, too.
Oh.
And then the last one is Piranha Plants.
Yeah.
The Smash Fighter nobody asked for.
Very unexpected.
Nobody asked for them, but everybody is excited.
Everybody's
super excited.
It's an odd addition. I think they really just wanted to surprise people and be like, ha, gotcha.
No Waluigi.
You wanted all of these characters? Well, we're not going to do that. We're going to give you Piranha.
You wanted Waluigi? Here's a plant.
Here's a plant. This is 100 times better.
I'm fine with it. I am. And the amiibo has a nice curve to it, as has been mentioned before.
By Sakurai.
It looks great.
Yeah.
And we know because this amiibo comes out on the 15th, yeah. that we should get the DLC for this character sometime before then or on the same day.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite of the three?
Of the three? Well, I usually go by the cuteness factor. So of course, I'm going to go with the ice climbers.
They are cute.
They're little cherub babies. They're also a lot more old-fashioned looking, and I like that kind of design a lot more. Piranha Plant, I've seen around. I've seen a lot of other products with Piranha Plant on it. King K. Rool, I think he's been around long enough, and I've seen him around a lot. But the ice climbers, yeah. very little merchandise, especially in the United States.
And that's one of the reasons, and I've said this before,
yeah.
that I love amiibo.
Yeah.
There are certain characters that you'll never see in a toy mm-hmm. format mm-hmm. without amiibo.
Yeah.
King K. Rool. You're not going to see a King K. Rool action figure, even though I'm sure there is one
That's why I geeked out when I saw Ness, you know, for the first time.
Yeah.
And the fact that Lucas has his own
of
amiibo.
Of course, yeah.
Like, you get products like that over in Japan, but you're never going to get that here in the United States. So when you see it on a toy shelf next to Mario and all the other big characters that are pretty much like household names, it's very exciting for someone who has, you know, had them in those unique characters in your life forever.
Yeah. But there you go. That's the amiibo segment, I think, for the night. We do have a lot of other amiibo coming out.
Yeah.
They said that Ken is coming out later this year. Young Link, Isabelle. What were the other ones?
Isabelle.
I'm kind of blanking on them at this point.
That's okay.
But Daisy.
Yeah,
Daisy's getting another amiibo. So if you're an amiibo fan, 2019 is a good year for you. I think there was only, what was it, 15, 16 amiibo in 2018 in total?
When I worked on that that image for you, it was only 11.
It was 11?
Yeah.
So 11 amiibo were released in 2018.
Yeah.
Man, it's kind of sad.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But 2019 is the year of amiibo. I can feel it. But there you go. The amiibo news section of the newscast. It feels good to talk about it.
It does. Yeah. And there was a good amount to cover, too.
Next up, we have new NES games coming to Nintendo Switch Online. Everybody's favorite topic. It really is. Everybody loves Nintendo Switch Online. It can do no wrong.
It's perfect in every way. The sarcasm in that was just spot on.
All right, brief overview real quick. Nintendo Switch Online is $20 a month.
Yeah.
If you pick it up, it's the only way that you can play online.
Yep.
So Splatoon 2, Smash Bros. Ultimate, Mario Tennis, anything that you're playing with a friend or strangers, you need to pick up the service. But, there are no dedicated servers. Not even for Smash Ultimate, Nintendo's biggest game ever.
Yes.
Which is sad.
It is sad.
I cannot play Smash Bros. Ultimate online without bad lag.
Yep.
At least one every five matches. It's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
Not a big fan. But the redeeming factor of the service is you get free games.
Yep.
Yay! One of your favorite games ever came to it this month, and that is Zelda 2.
He's not being sarcastic.
I'm not lying.
That's one of my favorite games. If you ask me what my favorite Zelda games are, that is in the top three. I have a lot of memories attached to it. I'm not joking.
That's fine. I'm a huge Zelda fan. Yeah. I have never beat Zelda 2.
Yeah. Well, that makes you not a Zelda fan.
Yes, it is. But if you're a fan of these two games, they are coming very, very soon. I want your opinion on this, though.
Oh, yeah.
So for $20 a month for the service,
You
need it to play online. Online is kind of broken right now.
Yeah.
Do you think it's worth it just based on the free games?
There's
a lot of free games right now.
There are a lot of free games. Ooh, that's difficult. Because my first instinct was to say no. It's not worth it.
Okay.
Just because if you can't play using the online, capability, then... that's not worth it to me.
Would you pay more money if you're paying what you would pay for Xbox Live, PSN, $10 to $15 a month.
Yeah.
Or $50 or $55 a year. Something like that.
At this point, I'm just going to say no, not at this time, because I have my family and I still have all the old NES and SNES games in cartridge form, and they work. And I have a decent number of them on my 3DS as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say because they are offered so many other places.
Yeah.
The Switch isn't giving me anything new right now that justifies the $20.
And I made a very, very big mistake because I assumed if I paid for the subscription, it would cover everybody on my account, on my Switch. And my daughter has a game of Splatoon 2. She loves it.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize she's not set up with Nintendo Switch Online because I am.
Yeah.
That's kind of a bummer.
That is a bummer. And that's something I also assumed. When you told me that wasn't the case, I was really shocked.
So we can't play online with her character anymore, and she's kind of bummed.
She's very bummed.
She's very bummed.
I don't blame her because that was the account that I used too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's disappointing.
But she does love the game.
She still loves
God
the game.
Bless her.
Yes. So... we'll trudge forward. We'll use the other account. But I think that in order to justify the $20, especially if you're tight on money on a monthly basis, I don't think it's worth it at this point in time. But I think that it's something to keep an eye on. And hopefully, Nintendo's been improving a lot of things in the world of gaming, left and right. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on and cross your fingers for improvements.
But again, it's... $20 a year. I think I said a month before. It's $20 a year.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
So it's not a terrible price.
$20 a year is decent in that case.
However, it looks like the pot might get sweetened a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because there was a data mine that was just done recently that has found Super Nintendo games in the latest update of Nintendo Switch Online. Now, this is big.
That's big because it's my favorite system.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually see if I can pull this up real quick.
Okay.
Because I have the entire list of all of the games that were data mined from this thing. Because I think there was 20 games in total. Oh, man. Now I got to find it.
Oh, no.
Happily Candy, stall.
Yes. Hello, people. It is I, Happily Candy.
That's your stalling?
I don't have... Yes, people are still pointing out that it was $20 a year.
I'm sorry.
That is actually a colossal mistake to make. So,
a month, a
I'm
year.
I'm so sorry.
What's the difference? That's
a huge difference money-wise. So, yeah.
Yes,
we're
that's true.
Very sorry about that. Yeah, $20 a year, that is worth it. $20 a month, not worth it.
Okay. I apologize.
I'm just telling them. It's okay.
All right. I think... yeah, here we go. Data mine of NES Online discovers Super Nintendo games. So we have Super Mario Kart, Super Soccer, A Link to the Past, Demon's Crest, Yoshi's Island, Stunt Racer FX, Kirby's Dream Course, Poppin' Twinbee, Star Fox, Contra 3, Kirby Superstar, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Kirby's Dream Land 3, Super Metroid, Super Mario World, Pilot Wings, F-Zero, Star Fox 2... which is big.
It's like my favorite.
No, I mean, Star Fox 2
is only available
on the SNES
Classic. That is big.
So that's big. Super Punch-Out, The Legend of the Mythical Ninja. Super Mario All-Stars, and Breath of Fire 2.
Which I'm excited about, because that's one of my favorite RPGs.
Is it really?
Yes. I have Breath of Fire 1 through 3.
I mean, it's no Final Fantasy 3. Final Fantasy 3 is always going to be the best.
I like Final Fantasy games on the SNES, but they do not compare to other RPGs like Chrono Trigger, yeah. Breath of Fire, Secret of Mana, all of those. They're just okay.
There you go. But at this point, here's what they found. So they found those games described. Like, the game files were not in the update.
Yeah.
It was just the text showing that the games were there.
Yeah.
On the Japanese version of this data mine, because they data mined the English and Japanese version, mm-hmm. they also found descriptions of every one of these mm-hmm. games too, which kind of adds fuel to the fire that we're going to see these come soon. And finally, the most interesting part about this data mine is they also found, on top of an NES emulator, mm-hmm. a Super NES emulator, they found two additional emulators in the game's code. But they don't know what they're for.
Yeah.
So it could be N64, could be GameCube, mm-hmm. could be Game Boy. Game Boy would be great.
That would be great.
I've been wanting a Game Boy Classic for a long time.
See, now that's the reason why it's so worth, you know, keeping an eye on everything to do with Switch Online.
But we don't know yet if it's going to be like an additional fee to pick these games up. Still. Like, if let's say they did N64.
Yeah.
I would completely imagine them saying this is like a $30 a year tier mm-hmm. instead of $20. I'd pay it because N64 is like the best ever.
It's okay.
But in my opinion, if this turns out to be true, this is going to make Nintendo Switch Online doable for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think the SNES and the NES library on its own supersede the lack of dedicated servers.
Yeah.
But Nintendo needs to get their crap together mm-hmm. when it comes to dedicated servers. They have to.
Yep.
So I'm hoping that happens very, very soon.
Me too. I think it would have been much more exciting to have the launch of the online system prepared enough for the number of people who are interested, because obviously the feedback was pretty positive when Nintendo hinted at the online service. So,
but everybody kind of assumed if you're paying for online, your online experience is going to improve.
Yes.
So it's a shame.
It is. It's disappointing, but still room for improvement.
If you could have any game mm-hmm. from Super Nintendo on the SNES Classic, what would it be? There's one big game missing from this, and it's Earthbound.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would say Earthbound. I'm just going to go to my go-tos. Earthbound, Chrono Trigger, and Secret of Mana.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, here's my thought why Earthbound's missing. And I have a thought.
What is it?
Nintendo is going to release.
Yeah.
Drum roll, please.
Oh, can I guess?
No, because you know it. I talk about it all the time. So it's not a guess at this point.
Can I still guess?
You can't guess. Okay, you can guess. Go.
Earthbound 1 through 3.
So yeah, we're going to see an Earthbound collection on the Switch at some point. I think we're going to see the NES version of Mother. We're going to see Earthbound. And we're finally going to get Mother 3 in the US. It's going to happen at some point. Nintendo likes money. I've been saying this for years, though.
Missed opportunity, Mother 3DS.
That
would have been an amazing 3DS. A nice mother-themed 3DS with Mother 3 being available through, you know, virtual console.
It makes no sense to me.
Breaks my heart.
How Nintendo has just avoided this game.
Yeah.
Part of me wonders, is there legal trouble? Is there something that, like, we don't know about?
Probably.
When it comes
to companies, you know, businesses,
there's
so many little legal issues everywhere. I mean, they have their hands in everything these days.
Yeah.
So that's most likely the case. I feel like if the opportunity presented itself, they would take it.
I mean, Nintendo pretty much had a completely separate group of people translate the game.
Yeah.
They've put it out there on the internet. There's an English version of the game technically for free. I'm not condoning emulation here. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. That being said, I mean,
so mysterious.
Just hire the people that translated the game, give them like a credit, a couple bucks, send them on their way, and you got a translated version. Release the thing.
Yeah.
But that being said, I can't say that I have or I haven't played Mother 3's English translation, because that would be irresponsible. But I have. Yeah, I have.
Bobby. I do not condone
it. Some Bobby's in chat.
I know.
Bobby, how you doing?
You are the best waifu.
I am.
You are the best
Thank
waifu.
You.
Yeah.
Matthew also has joined chat. So
yes,
if you
want
to say hi to our amazing moderators tonight.
Yes,
I appreciate
if you have
guys
any,
coming by.
We will not be able to address questions directly, so that's why you can rely on our mods, Matthew Widener, Jennifer Birch, Logan Plant, and Ricky Berg. They're all popping into chat, so throw questions at them if you can.
There you go.
If it's something extremely important, they will reach out to us through Slack, and then we will address it.
So, we've talked about Yoshi, we talked about Kirby, NES Online, potential for Super NES Online, we talked Amiibo.
Yep.
Anything else you want to touch on before we jump into Animal Crossing?
No.
Nothing really?
I love the
NES. Not a thing?
Is there something that I should be thinking talking about?
I don't know.
Okay. You sound like you have something on your mind.
I always have something on my mind.
I know. It's very
at all
busy
times.
Mind, I know.
So, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll just kind of end it on this, just on the Amiibo note one more time. I'm very, very excited for 2019.
Yes.
And over the next 2 days, we have a video coming up on this channel, and it's going to be giving us the top 5 Amiibo of 2018. I'm excited to put that together. It's going to be fun.
Yes. I am excited to.
You made the title card.
I did make the title card.
It looks great.
I thought so too, and I was bummed that we didn't have the video already, because I was kind of excited to see what you were going to do for the top 5.
Last thing before we get into our last topic of the night.
I thought you were going to talk about the last topic.
No, not yet. I want to just point out very, very quickly, we are very, very, very close to 75,000 subscribers right here on YouTube.
Oh, my gosh.
We are at 74,689 subscribers.
Yes. Oh. So
we actually have Streamlabs running tonight right now, too.
Yeah.
So if you do subscribe, your name should pop up on the screen, which is fancy
and
cool.
We'd like to thank you
so there
very
you go.
Much.
My guess is we're going to hit 75,000 tomorrow.
Mm. Okay.
That's exciting.
It is.
And at the rate things are going, I think we're going to finally hit 100,000 in the next 2 months.
That has been a long time goal of ours.
I want that plaque.
That's the reason why you want the plaque. You want the plaque.
Give me that
plaque. I want the number. I just like the idea of that nice 100,000. It's a solid number.
Yeah. See, now we just hit 690.
690. Thanks, guys.
That's super
Thanks,
fun,
Thanks, guys.
Right?
I'm waiting for my sister to unsubscribe now.
Oh, that's sad.
That'll happen.
Oh, 91 now. 91. I'm waiting for the names to pop up. They should be popping up via Streamlab. I'm not sure why they're not. Interesting. Let me load up Streamlabs one more time, because I want you guys to see your names on the screen. But we'll give it a second. Maybe it's going to kick in.
Okay.
But I want to thank all of you for subscribing. Those who haven't, if you want to, we'd love to have you subscribe to this channel. It's been a ride.
It has been, and we have a lot of...
Oh, there. Now it's working.
There, it's working. We have a lot of really, really fun content coming out. I'm extremely happy with the direction that we've gone in when it comes to original content. So we have some really amazing artists on our team. Tom Brown, Jason's one of them. TJ's another one of them. Logan's contributed to our video content. And I'm just so proud of all of us and everybody, all the unique takes that people have given for their love for Nintendo. And
we put a lot of effort
into
this
channel. We really do, and it's a lot. This is a passion project of ours.
Some
sure.
of you might know this, some of you might not. I have a full-time job on top of this.
Yeah.
So I work, and then I come home from work. I spend time with my family.
Yeah.
Then my daughter goes to bed, and then I make a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
That's been my life for quite a long time.
So it's
tiring.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it immensely.
Yeah. We cherish
really
the time with each other, but we also cherish the time we have with our team and all the work and love that everybody is putting into all of these individual videos.
Yep.
So we get thoroughly excited, genuinely,
thoroughly
and genuinely excited when we see that a video is being well received, especially when a lot of thought and time has been put into it. Tom Brown especially has been, oh God, putting his heart and soul into his videos.
We do have a sneak, it's not really a sneak preview, but we've discussed it before. We have a Kingdom Hearts remake coming out in 1 week.
We just have a little tease.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So expect it by next week, Friday.
Yeah.
I'm really, really excited for this one.
From what I've seen, I am the last thing from a Kingdom Hearts fan, but from what I've seen,
yeah,
it looks very nice.
It's a fun game.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
If my boss is still in chat here, I'm gonna be taking off that day for Kingdom Hearts. Just kidding. Okay, finally, the last topic of the night. We're gonna talk about Animal Crossing on Nintendo Switch. We've touched on this briefly before in another newscast, but happily, Candied wasn't there. So,
I was probably watching from afar.
You might have been watching.
Yes.
But now we need to discuss Animal Crossing Switch, your thoughts on it, what it's going to be, how you thought Pocket Camp has been kind of treating you in the past year.
Oh, yeah. I did pop in, actually. I participated. I led that. Good. I led that part of the newscast.
Okay. Happily, Candied, your thoughts on Animal Crossing Switch.
Animal Crossing Switch. I believe that Matthew in chat was correct. I really do believe that we're going to be seeing Animal Crossing on Switch summer of this year. We already know that it's 2019.
Yeah.
But based on previous release dates, and especially I'm thinking back to New Leaf that hit in June, which is spring, summer-ish.
Sure.
That to me is the ideal time to release an Animal Crossing game. You have people going on vacation, you have kids going off of school. This is something that appeals to audiences of all ages. And there is something about starting that Animal Crossing game in the summertime that makes the game extra special.
You think so?
Yeah. Leads up into the fall, into the holiday season.
I want spring.
Oh, well, June is spring, summer. Yeah. So, I mean, you have that nice little transition there. And I think it's the perfect time of the year. All direct, even 10-15 minutes that could show us something that a return of the things that we love at the same time teasing all of the new features they're planning to introduce.
So, that being said, we've had Animal Crossing directs in the past.
Yes.
It's not like it would be something new.
Yeah.
I do want to see more information very, very soon. My hope is this game comes out in spring or summer, as you mentioned before, but I'm getting this like distinct fear, this kind of feeling, it's going to be like a December release. It's going to be a Christmas thing. It's going to be like their big seller for Christmas.
I don't know.
What else do they have?
Me.
I mean, no Zelda this year, no Mario, no Smash Bros.
I think you're forgetting about Metroid and Bayonetta.
Okay, Metroid and Bayonetta are not system sellers. Not at all.
No.
Metroid is close to a system seller, but it is not a system seller. Bayonetta is kind of polarizing because, number one, it's an M-rated game.
Well,
it's a great game, but not a system seller. Animal Crossing is the closest thing they have that would sell systems for the holidays, which is why I have this feeling it's going to be like November or December.
I see it as an opportunity for Nintendo to piece out the whole release. So introduce the game and a limited edition system, but then bring out another limited edition system or just Joy-Con representing Animal Crossing later on towards the holiday season that will bring even more people in, offer special bundles. Nintendo loves its bundles.
It does.
And you have all the different types of merchandise and everything. So to me, Nintendo has an enormous opportunity across the entire year to sell the systems that is a system seller. Just piece it out.
I mean, you had Zelda for a launch title of the Switch.
Yeah.
Then you had Mario Odyssey. Mario Odyssey the next year.
Yeah.
That was October.
Yeah.
Then we had Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee in November, Smash in December. I think October is going to be the earliest we're going to see it, but I could be dead wrong. I think Nintendo might surprise us at E3.
Yeah.
Maybe announce like an expansion for Mario Odyssey. Zelda? Maybe a Zelda collection?
Yeah.
I would love to see, let's say, what was it called? Twilight Princess HD?
Oh, yeah.
Ported to the Switch?
Yeah.
Skyward Sword HD?
My God,
that would be amazing.
I know you'd be excited about that. That was the one I'm expecting.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we've had attention given to Ocarina so much in Twilight Princess and Majora's Mask. So I think it's about time that we see a little bit more attention on Skyward Sword.
But if you could see, like, any feature in Animal Crossing on Switch that we haven't seen before on the 3DS, the Wii, Game Boy, what would you say you'd want to see?
Oh, there are quite a few things. The first feature that pops into mind, because it just makes sense at this point based on what we've seen from the integration of Happy Home Designer and Pocket Camp, is the ability to run your own shop or store.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yes. And
I want to own Brewsters. Like, I want Brewsters.
No, I'm not talking about like owning a building that's already a staple.
No, I mean like
Animal Crossing.
I want my own coffee shop in Animal Crossing, like a cafe.
I have a feeling that based on us being given the ability to design stores in a Happy Home Designer, and that was so much at schools, just town buildings in general. I think that it's very likely that we might be able to have that power to do that in the new Animal Crossing game. I'm a little surprised with Pocket Camp and stuff, and this is a very minor addition, that Happy Home Designer brought the addition of hanging things from ceilings. They brought kind of a new dimension to designing homes, and they brought a little bit of that to Pocket Camp, but we didn't see all of that brought over to Pocket Camp. So I think that seeing a lot more of that, those design elements integrated into the new Switch version makes a lot of sense, especially when it comes to decorating the outside of your town.
Yeah.
And that's something that I don't think Nintendo anticipated until people started sharing screenshots of their towns online. Sure. I was very, very much, that is my passion in Animal Crossing. It is designing my town to a T, making sure that all the patterns on the ground, making sure that everything is placed
just right. You're pretty crazy when it comes to Animal Crossing.
My family knows that when they visit me, and this still happens, if they move one flower, I know that they moved that one flower because I know everything has its own place there. Yeah. And I think that Nintendo got a taste of that when people started sharing all of their towns and how amazing they were. I mean, they're so elaborate.
Yeah.
I think that's the design aspect of something.
I made a dungeon.
You made a dungeon in when we were live streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was fun. It was hilarious. It was for Happy Home Designer. Yes. You did that. That was great.
Here's what's going to happen, in my opinion, with Animal Crossing Switch. Nintendo needs to reissue all four series of the Amiibo cards. Mm-hmm. And right off the bat, they need to give people the opportunity to have every animal they want in their town. Mm-hmm. At this point, there are 400 plus animals in Animal Crossing. Mm-hmm. You can't just hope that your perfect town is going to happen. They need to give you the tools to do that from the start.
Okay, well, something that's interesting that I thought was one of the most interesting things that came out of New Leaf and the ability to visit each other's towns was the main commodity.
Sorry.
Doing okay?
Yep, just water.
The main commodity in Animal Crossing New Leaf was not bells and it wasn't items. It was the animals themselves.
Yeah.
And that encouraged players to keep on visiting each other. It encouraged them to get to be more interactive with fellow players.
Yeah.
I mean, you even had goals set in town for, you know, once you visit another town 100 times, you'll reach this goal.
Yeah.
And a lot of that had to do with swapping animals. It became a bit of a science for those in the Animal Crossing community. So I think that I don't know if we're going to see a re-release of Amiibo cards, but
I'd love it.
But I think that maybe it'll make getting the animals that you want a little bit easier.
We're so still missing a decent amount,
maybe you'll
too.
Actually have like a whole list that you have some power over choosing instead of having to scan in an Amiibo card.
Or if you have Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, mm-hmm. if the animal is in your village or town, you could just port it over to the Switch version. They said there's going to be integration between Pocket Camp and Switch, so I'm curious to see what that's going to be.
And I'll be honest, that is a huge factor for why I still play Animal Crossing Pocket Camp every day.
You just want to port it over?
No, it's not just that. I'm anticipating the connectivity between the two.
Yeah.
And I like to be prepared for Animal Crossing releases. It is a huge deal to me.
Okay, makes sense.
So make sure that I get the items that I want, the animals that I want, have everything ready to go. I don't know what the interaction is going to be between the two, but I want to make sure that I have all the bases covered.
Yeah. She is very, very serious when it comes to Animal Crossing.
Very serious.
Incredibly serious.
Yes. My whole life I could dedicate to Animal Crossing.
But here's hoping this time next week we might do another live stream and maybe we'll have a direct that happened on Thursday and we have something to talk about. I'm excited. I want to see some sort of news very, very soon.
I'm very upset right now.
You're upset?
I'm very upset.
Why?
They're talking about Agnes in chat.
Oh, good.
No.
Yes.
No.
Agnes forever. For some reason, my chat froze.
Oh.
I'm going to have to refresh this here.
Maybe you should get a MacBook.
No.
Yeah.
No,
mine's
thank
not
you.
Freezing.
I'm not a like a MacBook kind of guy.
Mine's not freezing.
But cool. I do want to say thank you to a lot of people in chat. Number one, the amazing moderation team. We had Jennifer Birch. We had Matthew. I think Ricky showed up for a few minutes, did he? Maybe.
And Logan. Yep. All four did.
I also want to thank some people that showed up in chat tonight. People that have been commenting all night. Mm-hmm. We have Sergio. What was that? Allie the Cake. Obviously, Dad and Son Games. Yeah. Christmas Toe.
Christmas
Toe.
I'm not
interesting
gonna...
name.
You don't know who it is.
We had, is that, should I know Christmas? Is that, is that Beth?
I'll tell you later.
Is that Beth?
Maybe.
Hi, Beth. We have Trey. I mean, we have PK Ben. Yes. A lot of you have been following us for some time, especially Christmas Toe.
Especially, bless you, Christmas Toe. Yes, and I know my mom is watching right now, Momo. I think she's floating around there somewhere. PK Ben, and then, of course, do you say Bobby?
Bobby.
You have to say Bobby.
Nintrav.
Yes.
The Review Boys. So many of you.
So many of these guys. So many. So thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
And Jason does want to get this going, you know, more frequently.
I really do.
I know.
It's hard this week. I mean, we wanted to start it this week because we had the time.
Yes.
There's not a lot of news to cover this week. Yeah. There's not a lot of, like, brand new stuff to cover and get super excited for. So I'm hoping in the next week or two, we're going to have some super huge Nintendo news to geek out over.
Animal Crossing!
Maybe Animal Crossing. You never know. But I do want to thank all of you, if you are subscribers to this channel, for helping us get so close to 75,000 subscribers.
Thank you.
It means the world to us. And once we hit 100,000, the sky's the limit. I can feel it. I mean, kind of a fun fact, we've done 500,000 views in the last 48 hours.
Wow.
That is huge. That's a record for this channel.
That is.
And we are working our butts off to make that happen. So again, thank all of you. Thank if you want to find me... You can find my personal Twitter account at AmiiboJason. You can find me over at NintendoWire.com. On Twitter, that's at NinWire. And of course, my first love at Amiibo News. Happily Candied, where can they find you?
You're supposed to say my first love.
I'm sorry, it predates you. Go ahead. Okay, Happily Candied, where can they find you?
You can find me at Happily Candied on Twitter. My sugary corner of the world, HappilyCandied.com, is linked in the description there. I really don't update it that often, but pop over there.
It's a pretty site.
It is a pretty site. One of my best friends, Jen, she designed the site for me, and I post my photography. I post personal stories over there every once in a while. Other than that, though, you can reach out to me on Twitter. I love interacting with followers and everything, and I give daily updates in my life and Nintendo Wire too, so it's a nice way to stay connected. And I'm the managing editor over at Nintendo Wire, so you can see all the beautiful articles that our team contributes.
They are very, very pretty.
They are very pretty.
Super pretty.
Yes. And I have the pleasure of working with extremely talented writers every day.
Oh, you already got a follower from that, by the way.
I am very,
that's
thank
pretty
you.
Crazy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the follow. I appreciate it.
But
thank
you all once again for everything.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Stay tuned this weekend. We have more video content coming. But until then... Stay wired in.
Stay
that
wired.
Was your link. That was your whole thing. I set you up.
Stay wired in.
All right, let's try that again. All right. We have more video content coming for you later this weekend. But until then,
stay wired in.
Bye, guys.
Bye.